Dozens of Christians face arrest in Eritrea. Why? Well, that's the question we're trying to answer. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and we'll take a look at that story in a minute. And Father's Day is fast approaching in the United States. If you want to get your dad something unique but meaningful, we've got an idea to share with you, and we'll point you in the right direction. But first, word of an ongoing crackdown on Christians comes out of Eritrea today. Spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA, Todd Nettleton, tells us.
Just last week, 30 more Christians were arrested. This comes after a couple weeks before that, 141 Christians in the capital city of Asmara were arrested.
In 2002, Eritrea's president declared all independent Protestant churches as official enemies of the state.
The government sees Christianity as a way that foreign influence comes into the country. They see it as a threat to the government, to their authority. But it's hard to understand why over those years, literally thousands of Christians have been arrested. Not a single Christian has been formally charged with a crime. Not a single Christian has had an actual trial.
Many Eritrean Christians wind up in shipping containers and others simply disappear. Nettleton says we can pray.
Pray for these Christians who have just been arrested. Pray for those who have been in prison for years. And pray for their families as they are separated from them.
Second, we can come alongside ministries who are directly helping.
Voice of the Martyrs is able to help some of those families of Christians who are in prison in Eritrea and just help encourage them, but also help to meet their very practical day-to-day needs.
Next, when discussing hot-button topics today, you probably don't hear many people quoted from 2,000 years ago, but maybe you should. International Media Ministries is working on a docudrama series called The Heritage Project. One story highlights Tertullian, a first-century Christian theologian and lawyer from North Africa. Denise Godwin with IMM says the issues Tertullian challenged are strikingly similar to the issues we deal with today, like abortion.
In the area of North Africa that he lived in, there was a plant that would cause abortion if it was eaten. So it was actually a huge industry at the time to sell that all over the Roman Empire. And so Tertullian started challenging this and said, life begins in the womb. How can you say something that's going to grow from a seed is not that thing? The seed is the whole thing, and an apple seed will become an apple if it's allowed to grow. So he was confronting Roman society about the value of life.
Christians today could learn a lot about a gospel witness and culture by studying our early church fathers.
I just find it interesting that we go around in this cycle again and again in society and culture, even when the cultures change and the societies change. And I think there's times when God calls us to stand up for truth.
There's more to this story at missionnews.org. And Father's Day spending in the United States is expected to reach a record $16 billion this year, according to the National Retail Federation. 45% of those who responded to NRF's survey say they want to buy something unique for Dad this year. So, how about a goat? India Partners' Donna Glass tells us.
Melissa, who is our communications coordinator, she came up with this wonderful idea of how we could honor fathers for Father's Day, giving a goat to a goat.
It sounds odd until you know the details. First of all, GOAT is an acronym, and it stands for Greatest of All Time. It's meant to be a title of honor as well as a play on meaning. And secondly, there is a literal goat involved, but it's not going to your dad. It'll be going to a needy family in India.
So usually what our partners do is they will give a pair of goats, maybe two or three goats, to a family so that they can breed goats. Then they start getting milk from the females. And so this actually helps to increase their nutrition. Any extra milk can be sold in the market. Extra goats can be sold, or they can build up a small herd of goats.
You can learn more at missionnews.org and enjoy celebrating Dad this weekend. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. A picture tells a thousand words. And this month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is a result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. It's also a reminder to pray. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.